to have the privilege to represent a district which so proudly and profoundly embraces our great nation. Thanks to each and every one of you. Thanks also to the Roswell Rotary Club for their commitment, their leadership, and their patriotism for carrying off this event every single year, and we hope it continues for years and years to come, thanks to the Rotary Club. Thanks most especially, though, to the brave men and women who stand in harm's way every single day in defense of our liberty and of our freedom. Those things that are most precious and most dear are only saved through sacrifice. And it is that sacrifice that we remember and we celebrate today. For many, this is a troubling and an unsettling time in our nation's history. During these times, it is best to recall and rely upon principle, for it is the principles which are steadfast and are true. Principles like life and liberty and freedom and service. And those principles are only secured through sacrifice. Since Memorial Day last year, Georgia has lost at least 5 brave men and women who heard the call to that cause greater than oneself and who laid down their lives for us, for you, for me. They fought for us all. Army Private First Class Montarius Daniel from Griffin, Airman First Class Casey Ruiz from McDonough, Army Specialist Kyle Gilbert from Buford, Staff Sergeant Chester McBride from Statesboro, and Lance Corporal Skip Wells, a Marine from right here. Graduated from Sprayberry High School, killed in the terror attack in Chattanooga last summer. Skip was a special young man, and this community mourns his loss, and we celebrate his service and his sacrifice. It has been said that we shouldn't mourn those who died, but rather thank God that such men and women lived. And I do. I thank God that you and I are blessed to live in a nation of such heroism and such bravery. That heroism and that bravery and that patriotism and that allegiance to a cause greater than oneself does not just come from the ether. It stirs and grows in hearts and communities all across this land. It is nurtured and encouraged and cultivated by moms and dads and brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas and by friends and by teachers. And I'm privileged to witness that spirit often in the eyes and the enthusiasm of young men and women who hear the call and volunteer to serve. Recently, we held our annual Academy Day when young high school students attend an event at Dobbins Air Reserve Base to learn more about service academies and the potential of attending a service academy, the Air Force Academy, or Naval Academy, or Merchant Marine, or West Point. Over 1,200 showed up from all across our state, the largest gathering in the nation, right here in our community. Remarkably inspiring. And I saw in their eyes and I sensed in their hearts the passion and the desire to do their part. And they're able to dream their dreams because others gave all. So as we reflect today and we recall the heroic patriots who stood on the front lines of history, it is their inspiration that must fuel in us a rededication to that cause, to those ideas, and to those principles, so that in some way, no matter how big or how small, we each make that effort to recognize that spirit and make our families proud and our nation a little better than it was the day before. In so doing, we allow our posterity, those who come behind us and follow us, to take up the baton, to pick up the mantle, and continue what we all know to be the last best hope for the world. What a great joy it is to be able to join together, all of us, on this special day. What an inspiration and comfort it is to remember the men and women who lived and died that we might live and thrive. We especially remember them, we celebrate their lives and lift them up as ones noble and true, for they fought for us all. May God bless you. May he continue to bless the United States of America, and may he give each of us the wisdom and the courage to live lives worthy of the sacrifice of each of those who died for us. God bless you.
Just for a moment, I wanted to acknowledge the patriotism, the friendship, and leadership of Congressman Tom Price. Love you, Tom Price. We want to acknowledge the POWMIA tribute at the memorial, and we'll ask, please, for all POWs in attendance to please stand. And would all family members of an MIA or POW please stand and be recognized? The MIA POW tribute is to the left of the memorial. For the grace of God, let us never forget their sacrifice.